Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Hello?
The City of Boston and the Massachusetts Broadband Institute want to hear from you about your experiences with internet service, access to devices, and digital skills. So make sure we have a fair representation of your area. What is your age?
I am 34.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your gender?
Male.
And how would you describe your race or ethnicity?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
And which of the following plans do you currently have? A data plan for a cell phone or a home internet service plan?
Both.
Both, okay. And which company is your current internet service provider? NetBlazer, Xfinity, Verizon, Aspound, or Starry?
Aspound?
Aspound,
okay.
And how well does your home internet service work? Not good enough to meet my needs or good enough to meet my needs?
Good enough to meet my needs.
And how would you describe the affordability of your home internet service? Would you say it's very affordable, somewhat unaffordable, or very unaffordable?
Somewhat unaffordable.
And how often do you experience each of the following with your home internet connection? The first one, would you say you experience dropped connection very frequently, somewhat frequently, not too frequently, or not at all?
The drop connection?
Yes. You experience very somewhat frequently, not too frequently, or not at all?
Somewhat frequently.
And then the last one, low connection speed. Very frequently, somewhat, not too frequently, or not at all?
Very frequently. So actually the one before that, the connection drop, not so frequently, but the slow speeds, very frequently.
Okay. And how often would you say you use the internet? Almost all the time, many times a day, a few times a day, once a day, a few times a week, once a week or less, rarely or never?
All the time.
And which of the following do you regularly use the internet for? The first one, searching or applying for benefits or resources for you and your family, for work, searching and applying for a job, participating in your local community, using social media, finding transportation information, reading the news, general internet searching, healthcare or telehealth services, or none of the above?
All of the above. So primarily work, but all of the above.
But primarily, which one? For work, use social media?
Work.
For work? Okay.
Work.
And primarily which of the following work. Do you regularly use to access the internet? A business such as a restaurant? Weak free Wi-Fi, public space such as parks or government building, a workplace computer, a library or community center, a friend or family member's home, school, college or university, or none of these?
What was the question?
Which of the following do you regularly use to access the internet?
My home.
Okay. And how frequently would you say you use the City of Boston with free Wi-Fi network, which allows you to connect the internet for free in public space? Would you say it's very frequently?
Never.
Never? Yes. And have you heard about the Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, that provides this home internet service for low-income households? Yes or no?
Yes.
And are you currently enrolled in the Affordable Connectivity Program? Yes or no?
No.
And does everyone in your household have access to the devices they need to meet their everyday needs for internet use, like computers, smartphones, tablets, or other internet-enabled devices? Yes or no?
Yes.
And which of the following devices do you use regularly to access the internet? Tablets, laptop computers, cell phone, or desktop computer?
Laptop computer.
Okay. And we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you for your time. Which of the following best describe the laptop you use to access the internet most often? Provide by Child School, provide by Tech.com, we own the laptop, or provide by the Public Library Long-Term Lending Program?
I own the laptop.
And how confident will you feel using the internet for each of the following? The first one, searching and applying for a job. Will you say that you feel very confident, somewhat not too confident?
Very confident.
transportation information?
Very confident.
Applying for benefits for you or your family?
Very confident.
Participating in your local community?
Very confident.
General internet searching?
Very confident.
And the last one, healthcare or telehealth services?
Very confident.
And now, have you ever taken any classes to improve your digital skills? Yes or no?
No.
And would you be interested in digital skill training if it were offered free of charge? Yes or no?
No.
And how concerned are you, if at all, about internet safety? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all?
Not at all.
And which of the following are you concerned about? The first one, that I or a loved one could be harassed or abused online, that my data could get stolen or used without my consent, that I or a loved one could get scammed or tricked, that I could be tracked or surveilled, or none of these?
Scams.
Scams, okay. And do you use any tools or resources to stay safe online, yes or no?
No.
And how frequently do you use the City of Boston website? More than weekly, weekly, a few times a month, monthly, less than monthly, or never?
Less than monthly.
And when you use the City of Boston website, how well does it work for you? Will you say it's very well, somewhat well, not so well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us how many people, including yourself, currently live in your household? And how many children under the age of 18 currently live in your household?
None.
And do you live in affordable housing? Yes,
no.
Or no? And what languages are spoken regularly at home?
Spanish and English.
Thank you. And were you born on the island of Puerto Rico in the mainland United States or in another country?
Another country.
And which of the following best describes you? Heterosexual, straight, gay, or lesbian, or bisexual, or other?
Heterosexual.
And are you transgender, yes or no?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces, yes or no?
No.
And do you identify as a person with a disability, yes or no?
No.
And do you belong to a North American indigenous, native, or tribal group, yes or no?
No. No.
And do you receive or take part in any of the following government programs? SSP, WIC, SNAP, Social Security Income, or MassHealth? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. And were you ever formally incarcerated, yes or no?
No.
And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get the right category that contains your income, please. It's below 25,000.
Is it a household income or personal?
Your
household income or personal?
From all sources. Your total
family income. Gotcha.
Yes, from all sources, below $25,000, between $25,000 and $39,000, between $40,000 and $59,000, between $60,000 and $79,000, between $80,000 and $99,000, $100,000 to $150,000, or $150,000 or more.
100, yeah, this is the last one. 150.
Okay. Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
All right, you as well.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.